Before we get to the interview, I'd like to tell you about a special offer to subscribe to the Business Observer, which covers essential business news on the West Coast of Florida, every day online and every Friday with a print edition. Unlock every Business Observer article on our website, along with our newspaper app, for only $1 a week. Sign up today and stay up to date on all the business news you need to be better at business. Go to businessobserverfl.com/subscribe. Hello and welcome to the Business Observer From the Corner Office podcast. I'm Mark Gordon, Managing Editor of the Business Observer. Today's guest is Mike Westerfer. Mike, thanks for joining us today with Roger West Advertising Agency.
Hey, thanks, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so you've been in the business a long time. I want to get a little bit about some big changes at your company that are more recent. But tell us about your career, Mike. Start with kind of how you got into this business and what Roger West is about.
Oh, that's great. I graduated in the early 90s from Savannah College Art and Design with a graphic design degree, right? So I worked in small agencies for a really long time as a designer. Now, back then, when I started my career, there was no internet and there was no emails and stuff like that. So, but it was, up and coming. And I ended up teaching myself a lot of the web technologies and web programming and websites. So I was, one of the, part of the regime of designers that started, designing for the web.
So you started doing that. And what were some points that led to the firm, sort of the founding of the firm?
Well, after working at, I think I was 35 at the time when I started my firm. So I had, good 15 years experience, and I'd worked for, some medium sized agencies, some small agencies, did some e-commerce work. And I found myself, oddly working for a health insurance startup funded by a large private equity company. Doing a lot of the branding and marketing, and tech setup, for a startup company. I really, really enjoyed it, kind of learned some different skills than I had from my agency life. I think, during that time, it was in Tampa, and I was using a lot of Tampa agencies and Tampa contractors and Tampa tech companies, and I really struggled trying to get the work done. Once my time at that company kind of ran out, I decided to start my own company, and here we are.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think you gloss over some, right? What's that like? You started to start your own company, but you gotta get clients, and then you gotta get employees. And talk us through that. What was that time frame like for you?
I did condense that a little bit, but let me expand that a little bit. It all starts with these connections, right? So, the private equity company, decided to, to kind of shut down my previous, job. And I was kind of the last man standing, right? So I had a contract, to kind of wrap things up. And I had some time on my hands, and my former boss at the time, she had started with a local tech company that we all would know. Literally offered me a job to kind of sit in there and contract with them. And then the next thing I know, a former employee that had worked for me, worked for a large restaurant chain here in Tampa, and offered me to go and sit in there. And it kind of just kind of grew organically from there, from my former boss, former employees, got a couple big Tampa staple clients. And then met some more people, and it kind of grew from there.
Yeah. And so, as you said, sort of organic growth and doing it that way, that's kind of a good way to start. Have there been, I'm sure there have been, but I should say, what have been some of the sort of key tipping points that, you guys are what, 15 years now?
This is our 17th year.
17 years. So was there, one or two clients or just moments in the company where like, all right, this has legs. This is going to work.
I've been very blessed, with awesome clients from the very beginning. You know, working with, you know, Tampa has always had a really nice tech community. You know, some of the big names back then when I started in 2007, you know, like Tribridge and ConnectWise were some of my first clients. You know, there's also, you know, the large, you know, restaurant company here in Tampa was also one of my first clients. You know, we have an amazing healthcare companies also, you know, so I mean, I really started my first 3 or 4 years, you know, with just some real marquee clients here in Tampa. So super, super blessed by that. And, you know, just learning how to grow them and service them and do great work and build the relationships. That's really how I grew my company.
And, you know, talking about growing the company, and one of the things we talk about a lot on the podcast is leadership and leadership development. So, you know, from an operation side, you're growing, you're hiring people. You know, what do you look for when, I was going to say hiring managers, but even just starting, right? What do you look for when you're bringing somebody in to an ad agency? What makes a good employee?
Are you talking about a good employee or a good leader?
Start with employee and then what makes a good leader?
Well, I mean, being in an agency, we're in a service industry, right? So, I mean, you have to have a certain level of selflessness and humility to, you know, because we are delivering, you know, work and for our clients, and it's all about them and getting them results and producing pieces that are visually they're happy with, right? So, you know, being selfless, you know, and having some humility, being able to work as a team, and you know, being driven to results. So, you know, those are probably the most important things for when we hire.
You hire, then at some point, you know, these hopefully some of them can develop into leaders. What are the characteristics you look for in good leaders?
Well, so I mean, I think a good leader. You know, if you want to be a good designer or good programmer, you know, it takes, you know, passion, right? You know, passion with, you know, for design, passion for programming. And, you know, a lot of times this passion is, you know, constantly learning, constantly growing in your fields, right? And I look at managers in the same way, right? So, you know, you kind of have to be passionate about leadership and it's not something that comes natural. It's something that requires learning and growing and development and it's you're never done, right? So I think sometimes people want to be you know, they think, you know, you know, I've been in the business for, you know, 15-20 years, I want to be a leader, I want to manage people, and in all reality, you know, if you want to manage people and you want to lead people, you have to be, you know, again, selfless and patient, and you have to do the work, right?
Yeah.
You have to do the research and the work.
Yeah. It's funny you say you're never done. It's, you know, it's an interesting line for me because, you know, leadership can be compared, I think, to parenting in many ways.
Oh, for sure.
And it's not necessarily, yeah. And it's not necessarily your original line. I think it's from the Steve Martin movie Parenthood, but my dad always told me years ago that you're never done as a parent. You never spike the ball, right? You're never done. And, as now the parent of a 15-year-old, I do understand what my dad means, but right. You're never done. You're constantly leading and sort of learning new techniques.
Yes, for sure. For sure. I mean, we encounter problems every week and, you know, adjusting your, you know, the approach that you used last week on one employee is not going to work this week on the next employee. Right. So, I mean, you know, you constantly have to, you know, everybody's kind of unique you know, you have to adjust your approach sometimes, but we, you know, a few years ago we implemented, EOS, traction in EOS, and it's kind of really helped with some of this stuff that we're talking about here.
Yeah. The traction, I've heard some other companies in Tampa and Sarasota, utilizing it. Tell us a little bit about that. I know that's the entrepreneurial operating system and I believe it's a book and some other things, but how has that worked for your company?
Well, I mean, you know, in the beginning, you know, I was uber focused on the work and, you know, whatever it takes to build a name for Roger West and, you know, just really designing and developing the best work possible. Right. You know, kind of, you know, a third of the way through, you know, I was like, look, now we got this work down. You know, I need to focus on the customers and their experience and making sure that, not only are we delivering work, but the customers are super happy. We're getting results. And, you know, fast forward to the day, you know, we kind of got those. I'm not saying lockdown, but I mean, you know, we're still focused on those two things. You know, I really have to focus on the company and what's good for the company and, you know, making sure that, you know, we're building an environment for growth. And, you know, the entrepreneurial operating systems kind of really helped us with that. You know, as a CEO of a company with, you know, now 40 something people, I can't do everything. There's no way I cannot design websites. I cannot a program. I cannot manage clients. It's impossible for me to do everything. Right. So the operating system, you know, helps us create a structure where and assign roles and responsibilities and track and report on those things. Right. So it helps us with that.
Yeah, that's great. Certainly to get it and then to execute it. So get a little bit more personal, Michael, what are some mentors and leaders and people in your life that you've admired, emulated? You know, who are some of your mentors as you've grown in your career?
Oh, man, that's a tough question. You know, a lot of times, Mark, you know, I've had a lot of, you know, fortunate connections that I've met over my career. You know, definitely, Tony from Tribridge is one of them. You know, he's always been there. You know, anytime I had a question, you know, we had a great relationship with him. You know, they were a client for, well over 10 years. He's always been great, but, you know, I've been blessed with some great bosses over the years. I've also had some bad ones. I think sometimes you learn a lot from the bad bosses as you do to the good bosses, right? So
you can definitely learn a lot from what not to do.
You know, so I would say, you know, thank you to all my old bosses, whether you're good or bad or indifferent, yeah. Right? Because you know, you've kind of taught me what to do and what not to do, right?
Well, Tony with Tribridge, he's such a great human being, right? I've met him a few times and. Just to be able, I think you absorb a lot from him just being around him and seeing him work.
Oh, no. Great. No, he is awesome. And definitely helped me over the years for sure.
Yeah. Is there something I'm sure there, you know, different sort of mistakes or failures, things that have popped up that you've learned the most from, you know, in running the company? You know, what stands out as, you know, something that you've really learned from in that area?
You know, it's hard to say no is the big thing, right? It's super hard, especially, you know, when you're trying to, you know, build a company and sell business and, you know, pay payroll, it's hard to say no to projects. But over the years, I've learned to kind of stay in my space. I know what we do well and what we don't do well. I can't be everything to everybody.
I just had an interview hasn't run yet, but I spoke with somebody who was a executive at Lego, and he said that's helped Lego, the you know, obviously the brick toy company, turn around. Was they got into too much stuff. They were doing theme parks and they were doing music albums. They were doing all these crazy things. And he's like, when they stopped and really focused on building toys, that's when they sort of reinvigorated the company.
Yeah, no, it makes sense. Right. So in my head, you know, I know that anything's possible, right? Like I know that from a design and technology standpoint, we've seen a lot and done a lot in our careers. And I have a super, super talented staff to back me up and we could do a lot of things. But we can't do a lot of things efficiently and, you know, and make my, you know, and that really matters. Right. So, you know, we have to be efficient.
Going back to sort of operations side on the company, what's your approach personally and maybe the company wide as well to setting goals? You know, do you guys have, you know, one meeting a year where you say, all right, here's what we're going to do in 2025? Do you have whiteboards? Do you check in? What is the sort of you personally and the company wide on goal setting?
Well, so EOS kind of takes care of that, right? So, you know, in the EOS structure, you have like 5-year, 3-year, 1-year goals. And you have weekly meetings, monthly meetings, and quarterly meetings. And the quarterly meetings are company-wide. The weekly and monthlies are, you know, kind of department and you know, personal meetings, right? So, you know, the EOS system kind of takes care of that, right? So we have, just to reiterate, you know, I have 5-year goals, 3-year goals, and 1-year goals. And, you know, we kind of review them quarterly.
Excellent. And going back to the company, you guys had some changes, not really changes, but partner come on. Tell us about sort of the newest announcement from Roger West.
Okay, great. So Michael Cardwell, the owner of Digital Brew in Orlando, they're a video production company who focus on animated explainers, live action videos, 3D videos. I've known him for over 10 years now, and we've been swapping clients back and forth for that long. And you know, we're both about the same age, a lot in common. And you know, we got to talking a few years ago and thought maybe it'd be great to kind of merge the company and kind of grow. So what we did is we created a holding company called Roger and James. And you know, basically, you know, bank accounts to kind of tie everything together. But the companies are going to run under their respective brands, but you know, we're going to come together and try to help grow both of the companies.
Awesome. What kind of things can we see from you guys in terms of, you know, is there more expansion, acquisitions? You know, what can we see the rest of 2024 from the combined entity?
Well, I think we have some ideas of, you know, maybe some spinoff brands. But right now we're uber focused on just kind of integration. You know, they're both different businesses. I mean, you know, we are kind of traditional agency kind of retained business, you know, and they are more kind of project work. You know, we're just trying to kind of integrate systems and processes this year. And then maybe look, you know, 2025, 2026 for expansion.
Excellent. All right, Michael, before we let you go, I have three rapid fire questions for you.
Okay.
All right. How many unread emails do you have right now?
28. And that's only because I got them while I'm talking to you. It was zero before I talked to you.
Inbox zero. I love it. All right. Do you believe in aliens or extraterrestrial forms of life?
Absolutely.
Excellent. No hesitation. 100%. All right. Have you encountered any?
No. Not that I know of, right?
Right.
I mean, unknown.
Unknown. But you do believe in them. Excellent. Okay. Would you rather sail around the world, sail in a boat, obviously. I don't know what else you would sail in around the world, or drive a van around the country?
I've already been around the country, so I want to sail around the world.
Excellent. All right. Michael Westerfer of Roger West, thank you for joining us on the From the Corner Office podcast.
Thanks. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for listening to the Business Observer From the Corner Office podcast. I'm your host, Mark Gordon. This podcast was produced by Reed Corley of The Corley Company in Sarasota. To hear other episodes or to learn more about the Business Observer, go to businessobserverfl.com.